All right. Well, it's good to see all of you here this evening. We'll have the lesson preview, and then Pastor will come and give us some instruction. We're looking forward to a great evening tonight. I hope you're praying for the service and pray for Pastor. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll begin in Luke chapter 8. Father, we thank you for the good day. We pray that you will help us. We pray that you will speak to us. Lord Jesus, as we prepare this week for the Lord's Day in our Sunday school classes, as we prepare to teach the lesson and contact folks, I pray that you will help us, lead us by your Spirit, give us understanding, and may we communicate the truths of your word that need to be communicated from this lesson, and may it change the lives of people. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're in lesson number 11. It's hard to believe we've moved that fastly along, but we're in lesson number 11, and that's found in Luke chapter 8 this week as we continue this series of lessons on the miracles of Jesus. In Luke chapter 8, and beginning in verse number 40, the Bible says, "And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house, for he had one only daughter above 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, 'Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee. And sayest thou, who touched me?' And Jesus said, 'Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me.' And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace.'" As we look in verse number 45, we see the question that the Lord Jesus poses to this crowd when he says, "Who touched me?" And of course, that's the title of the lesson, "Who touched me?" Now, the Lord Jesus Christ had just come from Gadara, where the maniac of Gadara had been delivered from the demons which had troubled him. We know the Bible tells us that he had lived in the tombs. He was a man who was naked. He could not be bound. He was cutting himself. And after he met the Lord Jesus, here was a man who was in his right mind. He was fully clothed. He was at peace. And he desired to follow Jesus. But the people of that area, they wanted Jesus to depart. And so the Lord Jesus comes across now on the other side of the sea. And the Bible says that when Jesus returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. So what a difference in reception. And here was a great crowd, a great multitude that was waiting for the Lord Jesus. And this man Jairus, who had a daughter, Jairus, of course, being the ruler of the synagogue, had worked his way through the crowd to meet the Lord Jesus because he wanted to take Jesus home with him and wanted to Jesus, the Lord Jesus, to heal his daughter. And there was a great throng that was there in that crowd that day. And as they moved through that crowd to go to Jairus' home, this woman who we read about here, this woman with an issue of blood, somehow worked her way in close to the Lord. And she'd already said within herself, if she could touch the hem of his garment, she would be healed. And immediately as she touched him, the Bible said she was healed immediately. And the Lord Jesus Christ, realizing that this woman had put faith in him and had touched him, he said, "Who touched me?" It's not that somebody pressed upon him, but it's that someone touched him. And oftentimes we have the question, or we talk about the fact that this person's got God's touch is on this person. God's hand is on this person. God's hand on this preacher. God's hand is on this church. God's hand is on this particular person. But here we see that not only is God's hand on a person, but we see that God is being touched by a person. And as we look at this miracle here and this woman who is healed and her touching the Lord Jesus, we see some things. I want you to look inside the lesson sheet with me. First of all, if you look in verse number 43 again with me, the Bible says, "A woman having an issue of blood 12 years, she was The woman was diseased. She had an issue of blood. She was hemorrhaging. It's not a pleasant thing for us to talk about, but this woman had an illness, and it could not be cured. And so out of her need to have this disease cured, she went to the Lord Jesus Christ. And here the Lord was. He was going to Jairus' home, and all of a sudden this interruption came into the lives of the disciples and the Lord and to Jairus. But the Lord uses interruptions in our lives to get our attention, to speak to us. And we need to trust Him with those things. And this woman comes to Him, and her condition is a very desperate condition. In fact, we read in the book of Leviticus that a person with this condition is called unclean. And so this woman could not enter into the crowd and the group and be part of them for very long because she was viewed as someone who was unclean. Here she is. She's an outcast. And so she's trying to get to the Lord Jesus Christ, this diseased woman. And you know, we're all diseased. The Bible tells us, if you'll look with me in the book of Isaiah, turn there with me, Isaiah chapter 1. The Lord speaking of His people and their great need. The fact that we are sinful and the fact that we're diseased, the Lord speaks to us about this. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number 3. The Bible says, "The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel into anger. They are gone away backward." Here the Lord in verse 4 enumerates their sinfulness. In verse 5 He said, "Why should ye be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment." So we see the picture of God's people, this people Israel, and the picture of their sin. They're as a diseased person from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. There's no soundness. They're just full of putrefying sores. If you can get a visual image of that, certainly it's not a very pleasant image. But we in our sin, this is our condition. And this woman realized her great need. She was diseased. She was unclean. And then secondly, we see that the woman was desperate. It's one thing to realize our condition. It's another thing to get desperate about getting something done about our condition. This woman had been to the many physicians. The Bible said she'd spent all that she had. She was none the better, but rather grew worse. She was desperate. She had exhausted all worldly and earthly possibilities, and she was none the better. I remember speaking to a man one day in his home. I was just visiting in an area, speaking to people. And I met a man named Ron, and I was speaking to him about if he died, where would he go? Where would he spend eternity? And he said, "I'm not saved. I'm lost." And I said, "Ron, if you died today, where would you go?" He said, "I'd go to hell." And I talked to him about his family. And I talked to him about his daughters. He told me he had a daughter and a son. And I said, "Ron, are your children saved?" And he said, "No." And I said, "Ron, if your family was killed in a car accident today, where would your children go?" He said, "They'd go to hell." He realized his condition, but he wasn't desperate enough to do anything about it. He would not trust the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. He said, "Well, maybe some other time." And there are many people who realize their condition, but they're not desperate as this woman was desperate to have something done about it. See the caption there. It says, "The realization of her condition was what God used to bring her to Himself." And God reveals to us many things in our lives to cause us to see our great need. And this is not only for the lost people, but this is for Christians who live their lives on a daily basis with no acknowledgement of the Lord, thinking we can rely on ourselves. We can pick up the phone and call our friends and go to counseling sessions and talk to people and get advice. And we do everything in the world that needs to be done, but we don't get desperate enough to go to the Lord. And here was a woman who was desperate as she came to the Lord. The Bible gives us an example of some folks, some lepers in 2 Kings chapter 7. We know that as we turn there in 2 Kings chapter 7, the Syrians had besieged the city, and there was no way for supplies to get in and out of the city, and the people were starving to death. And there were four lepers sitting outside the city walls, and these men They were going to die. There was no doubt about it. The disease that they had was going to kill them. And they hadn't eaten in many days. And they thought, you know, here we sit. What are we going to do? And so the Bible tells us in 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 3, the Bible says, and there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? They said, listen, we're going to die anyway. Why sit here? So they decided that what they were going to do was they were going to go to the camp of the Syrians and just trust that those Syrians would have mercy on them and feed them. The worst thing they could do is kill them. They were already going to die. But they got desperate enough to do something. And what we need to do is not just do some activity. We don't need to be desperate enough just to be involved in activity. But we need to be desperate enough to seek the Lord in holy desperation, seeking Him. Only God can meet our needs. And so we should seek Him and be desperate. And then we see that the woman touched the Lord. And when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ in faith, in desperation, realizing that only He can meet our needs, the Bible says we can touch Him. We can touch Him. So we see the woman was diseased. We see that the woman was desperate. But then lastly, we see that the woman was delivered. Look with me again in our text in Luke chapter 8 and verse number 48. And He said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Before she was ever delivered, her faith preceded that deliverance. She put her trust in Him. She knew that He was the only one who could meet her need. And as she went to Him, she knew that He was able. And so her faith in Christ is what was preceding her deliverance. And she was delivered. She was made whole. And that term whole there not only means that she was physically healed, that issue of blood was immediately healed, but spiritually she was made whole. She came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. She was delivered. And we need to live as Christians trusting the Lord. There are many of us who can live our lives knowing that we're saved, but yet not putting our faith in God, trusting God to help us through our daily struggles in life. And if we don't do that, we're living a life that doesn't show that we've been delivered. And so we have the message now. The Lord Jesus Christ can deliver. Here was a diseased woman. She had a great need. She realized her need. She was desperate to have her need met, and she knew that only the Lord would meet it. She put her faith in Him, and He met that need. May the Lord help us this week as we work with our classes to teach the truths of this lesson, and may we encourage others to tell people what Jesus Christ can do for them. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word. I pray that You will help us. Help us communicate Your truths. Give us understanding, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.